Beginning current daf and this erev and daf mem aleph. We begin three lines up from the bottom of the amud of mem amud beis, where the Gemara continues Rabba quoting what questions that came up in the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna. So the Gemara continues with a different question. But Amar Rabba ki avina be Rav Huna, when we were in the yeshiva Rav Huna, iboylan, we had the following question that we asked the Rav Huna. Bar be Rav yosef betanisa bemalach Shabbos. A Talmud Chacham, a Talmudic scholar that was sitting and fasting on the erev Shabbos. What is the halacha? Could he complete the tainis? That is, you want to get the whole day, but if you're going to get the whole day, you're going to be coming into Shabbos hungry because you didn't eat the whole Friday. What's the halacha? You let it complete your tainis until Shabbos starts. So Rav Huna did not have the answer. We came from the Rabbi Huda. And he also didn't have the answer. So Amar Rava, Rava said, let's see ourselves. What is the answer to this question? The time we learned in the Braisa. Tes ba'av shechalis b'Shabbos. If Tisha ba'av falls out on Shabbos itself, and we continue on to Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph on the top. Similarly, v'chein erev Tisha B'av shechalis b'Shabbos, or if erev Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, and that is even though if it falls out on the weekday that on erev Tisha B'av, you're not supposed to eat two cooked dishes, and you're not supposed to eat meat, you're not supposed to eat wine. That is by the Sudam of Sekes, a person is only supposed to eat one cooked dish. That customarily a person eats a cooked egg with some ashes. You're not supposed to eat anything more than. You're not supposed to have even two cooked dishes. However, on this year, when Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or even Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Eichel v'sheiser kol tzorcha, you eat and you drink as much as you need. Umal al shulchan, and you can put onto your table. And this is by Shal Shudas time, which is generally when the Suda of Hamsekes is eaten. Afil kesuda shleim b'shaite, even like the meal that Shleim HaMelech had at his time. That is, there was two distinct types of periods in Shleim HaMelech, that when he was like a commoner and when he was like a king. So even when he had it in his full-fledged kingdom, when he was the King Solomon, Shleim HaMelech, even the types of meals he had like them, which was the grandest of all, you could have on your Shabbos table on Erev Tisha B'Av by the Suda of Hamsekes. Then the Braisa continues with a different case. Chali is Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, the mevi'in le'kebe'ev o'ichel, then we bring for the person an egg, and he eats. Kadesh le'konis le'Shabbos kishumunah, that he should not come into Shabbos so hungry. So therefore we see clearly that we're not mashlim tainis. So therefore he's bringing a clear proof from the Braisa that we see that person eats at least something before Shabbos starts, so that you shouldn't come in so hungry, which is not proper covered for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, however, it seems like it's really a machlokes tanoim. Tanya, learn the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Pam achas hayinu yoshin lefnei Rabbi Kiva. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Kiva. V'tisha b'av shechalis b'erev Shabbos hayah, and it was Tisha B'av that fell out on Friday. Again, the same type of case regarding your fasting on Friday. Could you complete it till Shabbos? V'vi loy be'im u'gugelis, and they brought him a slightly roasted egg. The gum of loy melech, and he swallowed it without any salt. V'loy shal yitavle, not because he was hungry. Rather, el laharos v'tamidam aloch, he wanted to teach the students the aloha that you're not mashlim your tainis on the Erev Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Yosi argues and he says, Mis'anu umashlim, you fast and you complete the tainis. So therefore it seems like the question that they had in the Beis Medrash Rav Huna is a machlokes tanoim, are you mashlim your tainis or not? So the Braisa continues, Omlam Rabbi Yosi said, I'atim moidim li, don't you agree to me, betes ba'av shechalis be'echeb Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Shemavsik, that you would interrupt your meal of Shabbos, when it's still Shabbos. And that is, you have to eat as everything that you're going to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av on when it's still daytime, and you mekabel your tainis right when you finish eating your Shalosh Shudas, even though it's still Shabbos. So Amar Le'Avel, they said, yes, I agree in such a case when Tisha B'Av is on Matzah Shabbos on Sunday, that whenever you finish Shalosh Shudas, even if it's still Shabbos, the tainis starts. So Amar Le'Avel, so he said to them, Ma lili konis ba kushum una, what is the difference that you argue on me in the case of coming into Shabbos when you're hungry and you're fasted? For example, regarding the halacha of being mashlim your tainis on Erev Shabbos, that day you argue on me and you say that we don't allow. Mali lotzis b'menei kashumuna. So what's the difference regarding leaving Shabbos when you're fasting? And that is, you allow the person to start his tainis from before Shabbos. Do you agree? What's the difference? Shabbos is not supposed to be a time of fasting, but you agree that you can start already the tainis of Tisha B'Av, that it starts the second you finish Shalosh Shudas, even if it's still Shabbos. So you agree that part of Shabbos could be fasting, so then why don't you agree that part of the beginning of Shabbos, which is to be mashlim your tainis coming to Shabbos, could also be in fasting? So Amaloi, they said to Rabbi Yosi, it's very different, these two halachas. If we agree to you regarding leaving Shabbos, that you could be mu'una, that means afflicted, that you could be fasting already towards the end of Shabbos, because you had eaten and you drank the whole entire day. Taimeli kanes b'kashumona, but would you compare it to say coming into Shabbos when you're fasting? You did not eat and drink the whole entire day. That's much different regarding fasting a few minutes of Shabbos regarding the end of Shabbos, which is not really fasting because you ate the whole day. Whereas coming into Shabbos, even those few minutes, it's mu'una and therefore it's not proper. And then we argue and say that a person should eat a little bit and you're not mashlim your tainus on Erev Shabbos. So la'alocha, regarding this machlokes, if one is mashlim is tainus on Erev Shabbos and not, v'ama'ula ha'alocha k'reb yoisi, locha falls like Reb Yoisi, that a person completes his tainus, his mashlim, his tainus on Erev Shabbos, specifically as it was brought regarding the locha of Tisha B'Av. Twisted Gemara asks, Umi Avdini K'reb Yoisi, do we, Ula said that this is halacha, do we follow Reb Yoisi, that you mashlim the tainus on Erev Shabbos? But v'riminu, seems to be a contradiction, is a Mishnah Masechet this tainus that says, in Geisrin Tainus al Atzibah, we do not decree a fast day on the public, not Beresh Chadashim, not on Rosh Chodesh, Bechanako, Ubepurim, Ve'im Hezchilu, and if they started, that is, let's say they said, okay, for the next 20 days or 30 days, during the day we're going to be fasting, and one of those days happened to ultimately be Chanako or Rosh Chodesh, then Eim Afsigin, then we don't stop it, since we decreed these amount of days to be fasted, now that it happens to be collateral damage in the sense that it's going to be on Chanako or Rosh Chodesh, you're going to fast Divring Umliel. So Amr Emeus, or Meir commented, and he qualified the statement. He says, Avapish Amr Emumlil Eim Avsikin, although Emumlil said that you're not going to interrupt the fasting, and you will fast on Chanukah or Shchedesh, but he agreed that you do not complete the fast on Chanukah or Shchedesh to fast the entire day. You fast, but not the whole entire day. V'chein b'tespa av shchalis b'erev Shabbos. And so too, regarding Tisha B'Av, that falls out on Friday, that we're not mashlim. B'tanya b'lut n'abraisim, regarding this halacha that Reb Meir qualified in Reb Lil, that one is not mashlim, not like the way Reb Yisi Paskin, that la'acha pitirasai shall, the proper girsa is Reb Gamliel, that after Reb Gamliel passed away, nichnis Reb Yeshua lahafes devavis, Reb Yeshua got up to nullify the opinion of Reb Gamliel and to say that no, you are mashlim yutainis on the Erev Shabbos. So Amad Reb Yechid Menuri al raglav v'amas, Reb Yechid Menuri got up on his feet and he said, chazi ano, I see that it's proper and right, the baser reisha gufa azal, that the body should follow the head, which basically meant to say we have to follow after the rishonim, those who came before us. That kol yom avshir bringim liel kavan halacha k'maisi, all the days bringim liel was alive, we followed the halacha was like him, that we're not mashim the tainis. Achshav atim avakish levatel vav, now when he finally passed away, you want to be mevatel his words and to say that no, that we are mashim the tainis. Yeshua ain't shem halacha Yeshua, we don't listen to you. Shkvar nikva halacha k'bringim liel, the halacha was already established like bringim liel. V'lohoya adim sheir bedavar klum, and no one was there that protested. So obviously we see that you're not mashlim. So how could Ula say halacha follows like a b'yasi that one is mashlim b'tainis? We see clearly that halacha is like a m'lil, that we're not mashlim b'tainis. To which the Gemara says, b'dayrish shirim m'lil avich m'lil. You're right. In the generation of m'lil, they had to follow their gadol, which was like m'lil, which was that you're not mashlim. B'dayrish shirim b'yasi, but in the generation of b'yasi, which was at a later time, then avich b'yasi, then we do like b'yasi, that was we leave shirim m'lil, and we establish halacha like the gadol in that generation, which Reb Yosi, that it is mutter to be mashlim, and that you should be mashlim your tainus, even if it's on Erev Shabbos. But now the Gemara asks, on the other premise of this statement, that okay, so you, the halacha is like ul, that you follow Reb Yosi, that you are mashlim. But in the generation of Gamliel, that there they went like Gamliel, that you're not mashlim. And that the Gemara asks, Ubadarish Gamliel, Ovid Gamliel, was it really true that in the generation of Gamliel, that they followed Gamliel, that one was not mashlim as tainus, if it fell out on Erev Shabbos? But Tanya will learn the braisa. Amr Blazab Reb Tzadik. I'm from the family, from the household of son of Ben Binyamin. That was a family from Shev Binyamin. That it came out, there was a Geirolis, they would make a lottery when each family was able to bring a carbon of Eitzim, which was to bring the vod that would be on the pyre of the firewood, on the Mizbeach. And their day came out on the 10th of Av. This was in the days of Ezra when they had come back from the Gullus of Bavel. And that was their Yom Tov every year. Yud Ba'av was their Yom Tov, because then that was when they brought their Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, as is learned in the last parak of Masechtas Tainus. So it says, Pam Achash Chal Tisha B'Av L'Yis B'Shabbos. One time, Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. So B'Dechaniu L'Achar Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av is not celebrated. It's not, you don't fast and have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Rather, it's pushed off to the next day, which was the 10th of Av, which was our day of our Yom Tov. V'Hisadninu B'Av. So we fast on it because it was now Tisha B'Av that was Nitzcheh, that was pushed up to the 10th, but we did not complete the fast. And the reason is Mishu Yom Tov Shalanohoy, because that was our Yom Tov. So the Gemara makes an inference. Time of the Yom Tov. The reason is because that year, Tisha B'Av, which was now on the 10th of Av, was their Yom Tov. Ha'erev Yom Tov, but regarding Erev Yom Tov, that is regarding all the other years of Tisha B'Av, Mashlimin, that then you do complete, that even though every Tisha B'Av, that was their Erev Yom Tov, because again, their Yom Tov is on Asar B'Av, on the 10th, and therefore every Tisha B'Av is really their Erev Yom Tov. And Rebbe Lozaber, and still in spite of that, they would be Mashlim Matainis going into the fast. And as Rashi explains, Rebbe Lozaber Tzadig was in the same generation of Rengam Liel. As it says in the Brisa Masech, this Beya and the Chav Bezim Beis, Rebbe Lozaber Tzadig said that many times I went after my father into the house of Rengam Liel. And therefore the question is, we see that you are Mashlim Matainis, even if it is going into the Yom Tov that it is, because here the 10th of Av was their Yom Tov, and they obviously Tisha B'Av they did complete. It's only that year when it fell out actually on their Yom Tov itself, on the 10th of Av, that they were a Mashlim. So therefore that contradicts what we said before, that in the generation of Rebbe Gamliel they were not Mashlim, yet here we see that this was being said in the generation of Gamliel, and they were Mashlim. So Amar Rabbi Nirvina says that it's different over there. Shani Yom Tov Shel Devreim, a Yom Tov that's Midrabanan, for example, this carbon eitzim that they would bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Since it's a very lower class of a Yom Tov, that it's not a Daraisa, it's not a Mdivri Kabbalah, it's just a Yom Tov that they would celebrate for bringing the carbon of eitzim. And moreover, we find Mitichshim is Ana B'Shoyes, since they fast even hours on the Yom Tov itself, as they said, V'Hisaninu Boy, that we fasted on the Yom Tov that we had on the 10th of Av, so therefore Mashlimin Boy Avriya, so therefore we completed towards the evening. And that is what it means to say is that you're allowed to go ahead and complete the fast, the Erev Yom Tov of that Yom Tov, and to come in when you're Ma'una, when you're all fasting, because even on the Yom Tov itself, we find that it's Mutter to fast part of the day, as that's what they did that year when Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos and it got pushed off to the 10th of Av. They actually fasted on the Yom Tov itself. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and complete every year Tisha B'Av. They didn't have to go ahead and eat a little bit before and be Ein Mashlim, even during Lil Hod's Ein Mashlimin, when a fast comes out on Erev Shabbos, because here, even on the Yom Tov itself, you find that you're allowed to fast a little bit. However, Shabbos, since on Shabbos, you don't fast for hours, and that is, it's Isser on Shabbos, even to fast for a few minutes, if your intention is for fasting purposes. So on Shabbos, that is where the halacha of Emilu was said, that ein mashlimin ba'arvias, that there you now go ahead and complete your fast into the evening. Because whoever completes his fast on Erev Shabbos, ultimately he's going to be fasting a little bit on Shabbos, and that's forbidden. So therefore there's a difference, that is in the generation of Emilu, you're right, they were not mashlim, but regarding this Yom Tov of the 10th of Av, for that family, that was only a Yom Tov d'rabbanan, there even on that Yom Tov itself, you able to fast a little bit, and therefore you were able to complete it to the evening. Whereas Shabbos, where you're not allowed to fast even a little bit on that, so you're not allowed to complete it either to the evening. So regarding this discussion, the Gemara brings that Amar Rav Yosef said, Lo shmi lehoshmaita. I never heard of this statement. In other words, this that Ula had established before, that the Locha falls like Rav Yosef, that you mashlim, the tainus, on even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, that I never heard. So Amar Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Ad Amar Nalan, you actually told us this halacha, and that is Rav Yosef, he became ill and he forgot all his learning. And Abai, his student, would constantly remind him of the things he himself had said. He says, not only did you teach it to us, and you told it to us regarding this mission that we had mentioned before, that said, that we do not decree fast days on the public, on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, and you said to us regarding this, that Amr Yehuda Merab, that this was the way Reb Meir had qualified the statement of Reb Gamliel, that we said before, that Reb Gamliel agrees that you weren't mashlim, although if you started the fast 20 days or 30 days and it came out on Chanukah or Shchedesh, that you're going to fast on those days. But Reb Meir had explained, Reb Gamliel agrees that you wouldn't be mashlim. And similarly, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, however, you told us of a Chacham Ma'imim, Mis'anu U'mashlim, that you do fast and you do complete it. So my love, the inference is that the Chachamim, that they argue akulu, that they're going on all of them. In other words, Chanukah, Purim, and even on the case of the Erev Shabbos. And since that the way Rav had said the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, he said in the Lashon of Chachamim, that the Chachamim say that they argue, and they argue in your mayor, and they say that you do go ahead and you fast and you complete. So obviously Halacha follows like Rabbi Yosi, because we're saying in the opinion of the majority, they're calling Rabbi Yosi Chachamim. Towards the Gemara says, like, Achanukah, Purim, that this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that was saying that although we said the statement of Rameyad, the qualifying Rabbi Gamliel, That's the halacha. The Chacham argue, and they say that you fast and you complete. That's only going to Chanukah and Purim. But it's possible that this that we're calling Chacham is not like Rabbi Yosi to say that you would even be on Erev Shabbos. That there they would agree that you're not Mesana Umashlim. And the Gemara says, Hachanam Estab, it even makes sense to say this, that it's not true. That it's not that the halacha would follow, that Rav was saying, the halacha would follow like Rabbi Yosi even regarding Erev Shabbos. As we continue on to Amud Beis. Because if you would think that the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that he was saying that, oh, that is only Remeya's interpretation from Gilil, but the Chum arguing that they say you are Masan the Mashlim, that's going back on all the cases, even regarding Erev Shabbos, but this was the question that we started off the daf, that Rabbah had asked Rabbi Yehuda regarding if your Mashlim Matanis that falls on Erev Shabbos or not, but and they did not resolve him the questions. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda himself, who's the one that says the statement, is obviously not going back and calling Chachamim, even regarding being Masan the Mashlim on Erev Shabbos, because then he would have answered that, yes, you are Mesan the Mashlim, as we find the Chacham say that. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a riot. Well, Tameich, because according to the way you're explaining, how the Darish Mazut Mishmid Rav Huna, at this that Mazut had lectured in the name of Rav Huna, the halacha Mesan the Mashlim, the halacha is that you fast and you do complete the tainus when it falls on Erev Shabbos, but Habay Minei Rabim Rav Huna, but Rabbah had asked of Rav Huna, which was, again, as this daf had began, that the first one they asked before Rav Huda was Rav Huna, V'loi Pashle, and he didn't resolve it to him. So how can Rav Mazut had lecture in the name of Rav Huna that you are Mesan Mashlim if Rav Huna also didn't have the answer? Rather, what we have to say is, Eloho Mekmei Deshami. Rather, this was that he said he had no answer for the question that was being posed was before he heard this halacha. V'ho Lebasa Deshami. This was after that he heard that Rav Huna had heard from Rav. This qualification that we say, Al Chacham Oim, the Chacham say that you are Mis'anu Mashlam. Then he went and he taught that to Marzutra, but before he heard that, that was when Rav had asked him the question, and therefore he had no answer. So Hachinam here also, regarding Rav Yehuda, there's no contradiction. Hamik made the Shami, this was before he heard from Rav that you're going to be Mis'anu Mashlim. Then he didn't have an answer because he didn't know. This was after that he heard, in other words, because Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda were both students of Rav, and therefore again there's no right to say that it wasn't going on all of it. Really, maybe Rav Yehuda is going back on all the cases, and that you would be Mis'anu Mashlim even falls on Erev Shabbos, and that's like Rabbi Yosi, and therefore there's no right to say that it makes sense that it wasn't going on all of them. As we resolve regarding Rav Huna, you have to say this pshat, so definitely you can say the same pshat regarding Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara concludes that Darish Mazutra Mishmid Rav Huna, Halacha Mis'anun Umashlim. As we mentioned that Marzutra had lectured name Rav Huna, that Halacha follows that you do fast and you do complete the tainus even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos. Hanu Lach B'chol Ma'arvin, we shall return to you, Perek Ma'arvin, the third Perek in Masechtas Erevin. Well, now we begin the fourth Perek in Masechtas Erevin, continuing along the Halachas of Hilchas Tchumen, about the distance one is allowed to go regarding his boundaries on Shabbos. So the Mishnah begins, Mishay Tzi'uhu Nachir. Regarding somebody that non-Jews had taken him out of his tchum, a ruach ra, or an evil spirit, which means that a demonic type of element went into him and he went crazy, and he goes out of the tchum, then afterwards he comes back to his senses and then he realizes, where am I? I'm out of the tchum. So that regarding these two cases, ein lo ela dalet amos, he only has dalet amos, that is anyone that goes out of the tchum, he can only go in four amos, he can't move anything more. But then if, let's say, they, again, either the non-Jews or the evil spirit, brings him back into his tchum, then it's as if he never left his tchum. And then, as it always is, regarding every person, that his whole city is like, is his four amis as it was before. And then he can go 2,000 amis in every single direction. So the Mishnah continues, let's say they didn't take him just out of the tchum. They brought him into another city. And that's something that's surrounded with walls. Or nisnuhu bedira besar, they put him into a corral. And these are things that are surrounded with walls, and it's a very large area. And that we have a machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer mehalach es kula. You can walk an entire area that now you're in, and that is since it's surrounded with wall, it's as if an area of dalet amos, like a city, anything that's surrounded with walls, we view it as one big area. So therefore, you can walk the whole thing. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, Omer ein loy ela dalet amos. You only have four amos because since you're out of your tchum now, again, the only amount you can walk is the area of yourself, which is the area of four amos. So the Gemara brings a story. There was a time that they were coming from a place called Palmdarisen. And their ship was out in the sea. And when a hifliga always connotes that it's out deep inside the water. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Holcho es Kula. They went, and as their opinion was just mentioned in the Mishnah, they walked the whole entire ship. And that is because although the ship is going on Shabbos and definitely they're leaving the tchum that they were in before Shabbos started, but it's as if a person that went out of his tchum and he was placed in a dir or sahar, in a corral, something that's not an area that you're allowed to go ahead and walk necessarily, but surrounded with mechitzas. Here also the wall is surrounded by the ship with mechitzas, and therefore you could walk the whole thing. They, according to their opinion, mentioned the Mishnah, they did not walk more than 4 amos. Because they wanted to be stringent on themselves. As Gemara will explain, what does it mean that they wanted to be stringent? It seems to be that their opinion is that you are usher to go out of an area 4 amos. Now the Mishnah continues with another story. One time it happened to be they were on the ship, and they did not come to the port until it was finally Friday night. It got dark already. So Amr Leib Mlil, they said during Mlil, Ma Anu Leirid, what is the halachic status for us? Are we allowed to get off from the ship and go into the city? In other words, did we come from out of the Tchum when it was already Shabbos and therefore we can't go more than 4 amos? So Amr Lehem, he said to them, Mutar Matim, you're allowed to go into the city. Shekvar HaYisim Istakel, because I already looked. I was looking before it was getting dark. Ve'yinu B'techa Tchum HaShlecha Sheikha, and we were already in the Tchum of the city before it got dark, and therefore we're allowed to go around the entire city. Now the Gemara begins with something related to the first statement of our mission that said that regarding non-Jews or an evil spirit that took the person out of a city that he is. So related to this, the Gemara brings a braisa. Tanu Rabban, Gimel Dvar Mavirin Es HaAdam Al Daita. There are three things that remove a person from his own thought, from his own will, Vadas Koine, and the will of his creator, Elohein. Two of them being those two from our Mishnah. Evdei Kachavim, idol worshippers, the Ruach Ra and the evil spirit, the Dikduki Anis and the preciseness and the exactness of poverty. So these three things, they're so harsh on the person, idol worshippers, the evil spirit, and the sufferings of poverty, that these things, they remove a person from doing what he wants to do and what his God wants him to do. So Gemara Slamayin Afkimin, what's the difference that these three things cause that? Lemivi Rachmelai, to daven, to beseech from Hashem Rachmanis, that a person should not be afflicted with these three things. Then the Brisa continues, Gimel Ein Roin Pnei Gehenna, there are three types of people that don't see the face of Gehenna. Elohein, Diktuka Ani, someone that suffers from the exactness, from the poverty. The second one is V'choy Lema'ayin, someone that suffers from gastrointestinal ailments. And the third one is V'harashas, and someone that has creditors chasing him. These people suffer so much, they don't see the face of Gehenna. The Yesh, I mean, some say, Af Mish Yesh Le'isharah. Also, someone that has a wicked wife, he suffers at her hands, he's also not going to see the face of Gehenna. The Idach, and the other Mandama that did not mention the Isharah, Isharah Mitzvah Lagarsha, a wicked wife, it's a mitzvah to divorce her, and therefore it's his own fault. He doesn't get schar for that, so to speak, not to see the face of Gehenna. He should have divorced her. But the Idach, the other Mandama holds, Zimnin the Ksuba Samruba, sometimes her Ksuba is too large, and therefore it's not his fault that he's not divorcing her. He can't afford to divorce her. Or Inami, Isli Bondami, Nevela Matsimagarshla, he has children for money, he can't divorce her because of what's happening to the children. So therefore he holds that it's not true, that he can't, it's not his fault, and therefore he will merit not to see the face of Gehenna if he's married to Ishara. So the Gemara asks ultimately, my nafkimin, what's the difference regarding these three or four that they're not running Pnei Gehenna? The Kabuli Mahava, to accept it with love, that it should work as a kapara on the person, only works if he's Makabal Mahava. If not, it's not going to work. So therefore you should know that it's great merit through suffering these three things. Finally, the Brisa says, Shlesha Mason Gashem Esap. There are three types of people that die when they're talking. That is, even if they're very much alive and they're talking and they're regularly functioning, they die suddenly. Ve'elohen, these are three types. Choyle Ma'ayin, someone that suffers from intestinal issues. V'chaya, and a woman that just gave birth. V'hadreken, and someone that has this type of illness that it starts in the stomach and it goes up to the mouth. These types of people could die in a moment. So the Gemara says, "L'mayin nafkamin, what is the difference to know that?" L'mashmushi b'hu zavata, to prepare for these people burial shrouds tachrichin, and therefore a person, as we say, a person should always do tshuva. He should know that suddenly his end could come very quickly. Now, on the topic of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings Amar Menachem and Amar Shmuel. Yotze l'das. In our Mishnah, we spoke about regarding non-Jews or a wicked spirit, an evil spirit that took him out from the city. Let's say he went out on his own. So, in the Elah Arba Amos, you only have 4 Amos. You walked out of your Tchum, you're stuck. You have to stay there in your 4 Amos for the rest of Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Peshit, it's obvious. What do you mean? Hashda Misha Yitzhiyu Nachrim, in the Elah Dalar Amos. If our Mishnah said that even when he himself didn't go out, that idol worshippers or evil spirit took him out, that he only has 4 Amos. Yotzel Das Mabaya, would you have a Havamina that it's not going to be the same if he himself walks out? Of course. Then for sure he only has 4 Amos. What's the Chiddush? Why do we need this Amor of Nachman to tell us this? Elah Amos, so the Gemara says, rather, what Rav Nachman told us was Chazr Ladas. If a person went back into the city on his own, that is, if, like the case of our Mishnah, that non-Jews took him out, but then he was outside of his tchum, he doesn't want to be stuck over the rest of Shabbos, so he went back in on his own into the tchum. And that's not like the case of our Mishnah of Hichziruhu, where they brought him back in, where there we said it's as if he never left. Here he goes back in on his own. That is what Rav Nachman said, Ein la ela dal amas, you only have four amas, you can't walk in the whole city, it's not like you're back to your original status. So the Gemara asks, Hanami Tanina, this is also something that we learned in our Mishnah. Why do we need Rav Nachman to tell us this? Our Mishnah said, Hichziruhu Nachrim, that if the non-Jews bring him back, Ki'il la'yatza, it's as if that he never left. And the inference is, Hichziruhu Ki'il la'yatza. Only if they themselves, the non-Jews, bring him back, that's as if he never left and he's back to square one. But if the non-Jews took him out, then he went back in by himself, Ein la'yatza dalat amas. That's obvious that there he only has four amas because it's only when they bring him back. So again, what was Rav Nachman teaching us? So rather, the Gemara says, rather, Yatzladas, we're talking about when he left on his own. V'chziru Nachman, and then non-Jews brought him back. On that, Rav Nachman said that Ein la ela dal amas, that he only has four amas, even if the non-Jews brought him back to his city. The Gemara again continues to ask, Hanami Tanina, that's also something that can be inferred and learned out from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Hoytzi'uhu v'chziru. It said, A, both, that they took him out, and they brought him back. On that, we said, Ki'il lo yatza, that's as if he never left. The inference is, only if they took him out and they brought him back, I never did anything and I'm back to square one, then is where you say you're back, you can walk the whole city. But if you went out yourself and then they brought you back, that's not, because you already lost your tchum by walking out on your own. So therefore, what do we need Rav Nachman? And that the Gemara says no. We would have thought to say regarding the Mishnah that let's start in Ketani, that a Mishnah is telling you two different types of cases. When it says hichziruhu, that although it started off with one case of when they took him out, hichziruhu, then it says hichziruhu, they brought him back, that was its own statement. It wasn't going back on the case of hichziruhu nachrim, that when the non-Jews took him back. And the truth, the main component is who brings you back. And what the Mishnah was saying was as follows, possibly, and that's what we need Rav Nachman to teach us. Mishu hichziruhu nachrim, the chazal das. We would have thought to say that the Rashi teaches you that if non-Jews take him out, and then he comes back on his own. That is, whether he's standing outside or whether he comes back on his own. And that is what the Mishnah said, Ein lo ela dalat amas. That he only has four amas. In other words, because the main idea is, who brought you back? So if the non-Jew took you out, and then you're outside, or if you came back, but the only thing the non-Jews did was to take you out, then you only have four amas. That includes even if you come back. But then that's what the Sefer comes to say. I would have thought to say that, Avo yotz ladas. A different case. But when he leaves on his own and the non-Jews bring him back, that is, he was out of the tchum and they brought him back. So again, whether when he went out originally, whether that was his own or whether it wasn't his own, that he's forced, either way, ki'ilo yatzin, they would say as if he never left, because the non-Jews, they bring him back to the city, which is his original area of the tchum. Then I would have thought to say that it's as if he has the whole area, he's not just tucked to four amas. Kamash Malan, that now Rav Nachman is teaching regarding the seif of the Mishnah, that is going back on the case of the ratio that you need to have both hoytzi'u and echziru to go back to square one. But if you went out or in, either one you did, then you're only going to have dalar amas. On this topic, the Gemara brings Boyim and Amy Rabbi. They ask from Rabbi the following question. If a person had to relieve himself, in other words, regarding this case of the Mishnah, the non-Jews took him out of his tchum. Mao, what's the halacha? Is he allowed to go out of his four amas? He's stuck now, but he has to relieve himself, and he can't do it right here in this area. So he said to them, God will cover abrius, that the dignity of man is so great, that it pushes away a negative prohibition of the Torah, which is a reference to the law of leisaser, that's the mitzvah leisay, that we cannot not follow the commandments of our rabbanim. And tchumen is a isad rabbanan, and yet in spite of that, kavod abrius is doicha that leisaser, and that we don't have to listen to the leisaser of tchumen, of the mitzvah rabbanan of tchumen. So therefore, yes, you can go out of your dalat amas. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Amar nadoi ipikachu." If this person that has to relieve himself, if he's smart, and the Rabbanan gave him permission to go out of his dalat amas, as we said, because kavod abrius, this to relieve himself is greater than his doicha leisaser b'tara, and that all the Rabbanans, it's going to be doicha, including tchumen. So what he should do is ayil tchuma, let him go into the area of his tchum, v'kivin da'al, and once he went in, he's in, and that is, it's mutter for him now to walk through his entire city as if he never left. Because this, that he's allowed to go out of his dalat amas. So once you're going, so go into the area which overlaps to where your tchum is. And once you're in, it's not worse than when the goyim themselves brought you back. So therefore, although they brought you out, and now you're stuck. But now when you're allowed to go back in, it's not worse than when they bring you back, which brings you back to square one. So now that you're already allowed to leave your Dalet Amos to go relieve yourself, go walk to where your Tchum was, and then you're back to safety, so to speak, back to your original Tchum. So on the topic of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings, Amar Papa, Peiri Shiyatsu Chutz L'Tchum, regarding produce that went out of the Tchum. In our Mishnah, we're speaking about a person that was taken out. Regarding produce that went out of the Tchum, the Chazu, and then it was brought back, and this we're talking about on Yom Tov. So afilu b'meizid, even if this was does b'meizid intentionally, which is usher to be done, lahiv sidus mekayman, the produce does not lose its place, and the whole entire city is like dalet amos for the produce, and the produce has 2,000 amos in each direction if it's Yom Tov, or if it's Shabbos, then it's mutter to eat it in the place where it was returned to. So the Gemara asks my time, what's the reason that it's allowed that it gets back its status? Anusinenu, because it was against the will of the produce. In other words, through the one that took it out. So that's exactly like the case. It's the equivalent of the case of a Mishnah where Hoitzi'uhu Nachim Vechziru, and they brought him back. So did this produce that was taken out and was brought back in. It's not any worse. It's considered against the will of the produce, and therefore it's going to be permitted. It gets back its original status that it had.